Big auto insurers like State Farm gave back billions to customers last year due to the pandemic. Is it time for another round of relief?
We don't think it's fair that they should be getting this enormous unearned windfall.
That's Michael DeLong with the Consumer Federation of America. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, January 12th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with law enforcement officials and prosecutors saying they feel blindsided by a massive criminal justice reform bill introduced by the Black Democratic Caucus in the Illinois House. Charlie Schlenker has more.
Police say they are shocked and surprised at the timing and sweeping scope of the measure. Here's Police Chief Rick Bleichner of the town of Normal.
You know, after what had happened in Minneapolis, I mean, we were certainly very vocal as law enforcement leaders about wanting to look at change and be involved in change.
Bleichner says police advocates were not an equal player in developing the package. On Friday, the bill dropped without a lot of previous discussion. McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp says the lack of debate on legislation is a good way to create unintended consequences.
Yeah, it just doesn't pass the smell test. The State's Attorney Association was presented with this 611-page bill with a seeming desire to pass that in 5 or 6 days.
Police agencies say there are good parts of the bill, including provisions to increase officer training standards, qualification requirements, use of force rules, and how to report use of force. But Chief Rick Bleichner of Normal says stripping liability protections from officers will have a bad effect.
It's going to be detrimental. It's going to cost far more money, obviously, for counties and municipalities to have law enforcement, and then it's going to impact being able to hire and retain quality law enforcement officers.
State's Attorney Don Knapp says removing liability protection will force officers to carry individual insurance policies or run the risk of bankruptcy for doing their job. Proponents of the measure say too often bad cops have been able to escape punishment for killings because of the liability shield that public officials have in the regular course of the job. Don Knapp says he also opposes a provision in the package to eliminate cash bail. Knapp says he frames the bail issue as centralized versus decentralized decision making.
Whether cash is the mechanism or some other mechanism is arrived at or used, I like local judges making those determinations based on facts that they're presented for specific cases, for specific defendants in front of them, versus the state legislature just painting with a broad brush.
Supporters of eliminating cash bonds say money requirements often leave lower-income people behind bars before trial and hurt their families and careers solely because they can't afford to post bail. Knapp says in categories of crime that have in recent years changed to automatic pretrial release, the number of people ignoring court dates has also risen.
Since they went to Category A and Category B offenses, it seems like failure to appear have increased.
Knapp also says some smaller jurisdictions have changed rules to reduce the number of people held for months on end before trial on low-level offenses.
After formation of our local criminal justice coordinating council and the efforts we've made locally to reduce our local jail population, I think that has had a much greater impact.
Supporters of the measure say the inconsistency of bail rules and judicial bail practices between jurisdictions create an unfair system. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The McLean County Health Department is reporting 10 more COVID-19-related deaths, bringing our death toll to 131. Our testing positivity rate also still tops 10%. And Bloomington City Council last night overwhelmingly voted to join a national network focused on creating inclusive environments for immigrants that's separate from the Welcoming City Ordinance. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. people drove a lot less last year. That meant fewer crashes and fewer insurance claims. So auto insurers like State Farm sent back billions in premium refunds and rate cuts to their customers. Now, a consumer advocacy group is calling for another round of relief. And Michael DeLong from the Consumer Federation of America tells Ryan Denham, this time it should not be optional.
Auto insurance companies should send back more in premium refunds to consumers because they are making vast profits through no actions of their own due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's caused driving and crashes and auto insurance claims to decline way down due to various stay-at-home orders, various business closures, people working from home, people having lost their jobs. Consumers are being charged insurance rates that are excessive and became excessive as soon as the pandemic hit. They're based on 2019 data instead of what consumers are currently doing, and they're driving a lot less. It's unfair, rates are excessive, and insurance departments should take action to require this.
So last year, how much premium did insurers give back? I seem to recall State Farm, which is the company in our backyard, said it was planning to do about 25% premium refunds plus some rate cuts. Generally speaking, though, what did everybody give back?
The average premium relief that an insurer gave back was about 15% for 2 months. Most of them did it for, say, like April or May. Some insurers gave back a little more, say like 20%. Some insurers gave back less, like 10%. A couple only gave back, like, say, $50, and a couple gave nothing at all. While that was a good start, CFA did a study of the decline in miles driven and crashes, and we found that while those relief things were good, they were inadequate. The decline was so big that realistically, consumers should have gotten 30% premium refunds because that would have better accounted for the big decline in crashes and miles traveled.
Is there anything unique or notable about State Farm's approach on this stuff thus far versus a Progressive, a Geico, an Allstate, some of the other bigger players, or are they all pretty much on the same page to date?
Regarding premium refunds, State Farm is interesting in that they were somewhat more generous in their givebacks in the spring. As I said before, the average giveback from an auto insurer's was about 15%. State Farm was a bit more generous in that they gave back 25% for part of the month of March and April. And they also said that after this initial give back, they would be working to reduce auto insurance rates in every state by about 11%. That's something, and that's helpful to consumers, but we still think that it's not enough. There need to be more refunds, especially because consumers are hurting so much during this time.
That's Michael DeLong from the Consumer Federation of America speaking with Ryan Denham. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Liquor Commission meets this afternoon at 4. On the agenda are complaints against 4 different liquor license holders. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.